Highclere Castle in Berkshire dominates the landscape. It commands magnificent views overlooking four counties. This is the home of Lord and Lady Carnarvon. They've recently inherited the castle and 6,000-acre estate. They're trying to put their mark on the place as any new family would. But they don't have the Lions of Longleat or the history of Windsor to attract the crowds and the money. But in small ways, they're trying to effect change. But change in a place like this is not always welcome. The yew trees on the estate date back to the mid-19th century and were planted by the celebrated Victorian landscape gardener, Capability Brown. The trees have witnessed the passing of five earls and two world wars. But today, some are coming down on the orders of Lady Carnarvon. If it does all go wrong, Adrian Wiley, the castle manager, will be the first to say, "I told you so." 60 million years ago, quite recently in geological time, the entire region underwent a cataclysmic change. The earth was squeezed and compressed under terrible forces that lifted the entire plateau many miles into the air, laying it bare and wide open to the irresistible forces of erosion. Relentlessly, wind and rain have stripped the red sandstone from the crust, carving fantastic landscapes. Volcanic mountains that never managed to force their way to the surface are revealed. The granite was formed when the land was buried under a mile of sandstone. Erosion scrubs away the surrounding softer sedimentary rock, exposing the hard bones of the emerging hills. Out of the shimmering heat haze on the Greek National Highway near Thessalonica comes an apparition that should send a flutter of fear through the breast of every road-loving motorist. It is not, of course, the fact that it's a battered bus. It's what's happening to the bus. For while ordinary drivers here have to stop and pay their toll dues by hand, the bus driver is charged as he goes, without taking the slightest pressure off his accelerator.